but Zara Shackley reporting from London. It's a mixed bag so far in early trading on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down about 20 points. The NASDAQ doing somewhat better, up by 5. The S&P 500 up just a bit. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460. This is Doug McConnell. Dr. Doug McConnell is in the house today.
Good morning.
And this is Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. The chat pack is KCNR1460.com. And Jared, you're going to be reading all of the chat pack. Good morning, everybody. I want to let you know a little bit about where Carl is. The last day to pig hunt. So last night, I was at a girlfriend's house who was celebrating a 60th birthday. I said, look, you guys, I got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning because I've got to be in charge of the show in the morning. I need to leave by 9. I think that's the time the dinner hit the table. So anyway, it was fun, good fun to just sit down and roast somebody. But most of it was with love. And then Carl, when I got home, Carl, they did not have success. It's about his 7th or 8th time to go out to get his pig this year. And he hasn't got one yet. So let's hope that this morning, he left around 4:30 this morning, and he and Ted Leidy went up to I'm not sure where. But hopefully they had success, and we'll have bacon for the rest of the year. Anyway, that's where Carl is. But with me this morning as co-host is Dr. Doug McConnell in a scrubs.
Yeah, I've got to go to work right I leave from here. But I'm happy to be here, and you look remarkably well put together given those hours.
Well, thank you. No, absolutely. It's just, you know how it is. You do what you got to do.
Show business.
You're in scrubs, and you're going to be assisting in a heart surgery today.
That's correct. That's how I spend today, anyhow.
Can you? I'm just so impressed. And for those of you who don't know Dr. Doug McConnell, I don't know how. You know, he's been somebody who's... You've spoken at the Tea Party, been a speaker at the Tea Party.
Well, I have. I mean, actually, a lot of Rotaries, churches.
Right.
Shasta High School. So, yeah, I've been around and, you know, basically.
Go Red. You did a wonderful presentation to Go Red.
A couple, actually. Mm-hmm. And then I've actually done two demonstrations of heart surgery in the mall on, you know, model hearts and so forth. But I've been part of the community. We moved up here in 2009 and just loved the people and the town and the culture. It was quite a change from Long Beach, California, and we've both been sort of brought right into the town partially through Carl and you as well, and found it just to be a great place to live and work. And you want to just give back by sort of getting out and helping educate not only the kids at Chest and Enterprise that are part of a medical program, but the community. It's good to know what people do.
And we're very like-minded, and I think it's always I really feel that it's always a wonderful addition when Carl, I don't mean like when Carl's gone, but when I can get Doug to come in.
Whoa.
When I can get Doug to come in and co-host or be a special guest. He has so much wisdom, and I love his insight. We can take a lot from this man who is so multi-talented on so many levels. Well, now let's go to our, let's talk about our weather real fast, because we like to call that off. Early in the morning, 57 degrees, partly sunny today with our highs of 86.
Yeah.
Lows tonight of 60. Tomorrow calls for sunny of 83. Saturday night's mostly clear. And Sunday calls for a high of 80. And as we progress through the week, I think we've got a beautiful week ahead of us, too. Monday is around 74, Tuesday 77. Everything's mostly clear with our 70s until Thursday of next week, which is at 80. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Now, coming up, we know that we've got Bark and Brew. Right. And with us this morning, not to talk about the event so much, but we'll cover that, too, is Amy from Haven Humane, our
Good morning.
Of the week. Good morning.
Excuse me. Good morning.
And you've got a kitten.
I do have a kitten. Today I have Little Bear. Little Bear is about 3 months old. He's currently purring. He's a very curious, cute little kitten. He's not shy of anything. He's very forward and sweet and just really likes to play. It's kind of hard to keep him still when they're this age because he's like, like I was saying, it's like a baby. You got to keep like bouncing him around so they, you know, because
he's occupied.
Yeah, because he just wants to get over there and start playing with all the cords and just be a kitty, you know. So, he is available for adoption right now. The reason I did purposely bring a cat today is because we do have a lot of cats right now. We have a lot of kittens and cats at Haven who are all obviously looking for forever homes. And he is one of them. He's one of the many kittens. So if adding a little feline friend to your home is something you're looking to do, now would be a great time to come down. And you know, like I said, we have a lot. So it's a wide selection of little kitties, adults and kittens and everything you could think of in between.
Now let's talk a little bit about the last dog that you had in here. I've had a dog.
Yes.
In last week.
Yes.
Was he adopted?
He was not yet.
Okay.
But he will be soon, I know it.
Okay, good.
He's one of my favorites. So.
Great. You've had just wonderful pets that you bring in. Now, Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Yay, I'm so excited.
Is October 7th.
A week from tomorrow, yep.
Okay. And tell us about the event. Are there tickets still available?
As of yesterday afternoon, there were 28.
Wow.
So I don't know by the end of today. I'm going to guess that we will not have tickets anymore. So if you have not purchased one, head on over to havenhumane.org and purchase one as soon as possible because they will sell out, and it's looking like possibly even today they'll sell out.
One of the best events of the year. We love it.
Yeah, and we're actually doing a really fun kitten cuddling thing there, too, because we're going to have some little kittens to cuddle.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's going to be a great time.
All right. Well, we'll definitely be there, and we always love to support Haven Humane. Do you have anything else? We love that you do the media round, and we get you on Friday mornings. Always, we never know what pet you're bringing in, so it's always a great surprise for us.
I know. I need to really surprise you guys, but we haven't really had any oddballs coming in, but I would love to bring a snake or something.
Oh, we had yesterday. We did a live remote.
Yeah.
For Caffeine with a Cause that would have been over here in front of Dutch Brothers for Turtle Bay, and there was a skunk, there was a tortoise, there was a python. I didn't touch the python, and there was some kind of huge lizard from South Africa.
Very good.
And, yeah, and it's, and I love their programs, their animal programs over there as well. But mm-hmm. So now, if you are looking to adopt, you just want to do something to support Haven Humane, please go to Haven Humane. And this, we always need to have a wonderful animal shelter. And thank you so much, Amy.
Of
Any
course.
Closing thoughts here?
Well, if you can't adopt right now. If you can't make that, you know, lifelong commitment to an animal, you can always foster. We always need fosters. We always need volunteers. We have a really great group of volunteers that all have found so much joy and happiness within the dogs and each other. They're all friends, and it's really nice to see. But we always need more fosters. Foster, donate, you know, come and spend your time. Volunteer for us. Any way that you can help without adopting, there are lots of ways that you can help without actually adopting a shelter pet if it's just not in your, you know, ability at the time. So just keep that in mind if you are looking, even sharing our Facebook pages or posts on our adoptable animals. we had one that was adopted after 224 days.
Wow.
And the Yay. Person that came in to adopt her said, I saw her on Facebook. Someone shared this dog on Facebook, and that's why I'm here. So, you know, follow us, like us, share us, because every little bit does help.
That's fantastic.
Where is this Bark and Brew held?
It's at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful night.
And on the 7th of October.
Great. Lots and lots of raffle prizes. I'm seeing them all pop up, and I'm getting really excited.
You know, we just love the silent auction and the live auction. It's just great. It's a fun night. Yeah,
it is.
Well, thank you, Amy.
All right, you guys
and
have a great...
best of luck to you. What did you name? Oh, a little...
Little Bear.
Little Bear.
Little Bear.
I thought it was when I went to get him out today. I thought the cage card said Little Bean. And I was like, that's kind of an odd name for a cat. And then I saw that it actually said Little Bear. And then I was kind of disappointed because I'm like, well, Little Bean would have been cuter, I think, maybe.
Probably was, probably so was that at one point.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a great weekend, guys.
Very good.
All right. Jared's going to take us on some lead-out music. And while I do that, I'm going to give some love to our sponsors. Let's do some sponsors. I'd love to sponsor why you take us out, Jared. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. I think we should do this in all of our sponsor love.
Little mood.
Serving the North State for over 20 years. I can't get no satisfaction. You got to get some satisfaction with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and the cooling system by Amy. Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll see you on the other side here on KCNR 1460.
Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
At Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions is in everything we do, including our new personal checking accounts with added features designed to give you a little extra security and peace of mind. Cell phone insurance gives you up to $300 to repair or replace your phone if it's damaged or stolen. And ID protection provides ongoing identity monitoring, 3-in-1 credit reports, and identity theft resolution services. Plus, each personal checking account comes with access to branches throughout Northern and Central California, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, and live banker support by phone 7 days a week. With our unique brand of service with solutions, we strive to improve your financial success and well-being. To learn more about our new personal checking accounts, stop by your local branch or visit tricountiesbank.com. Insurance products are not insured by FDIC or a federal government agency, not a deposit of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Member FDIC.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Electric vehicles. We are seeing more of them every day. A new electric car in your driveway makes you eligible for a $1,000 rebate from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Plus, another $500 rebate for your level 2 charger. Did you know that REU's electricity rate for charging is equal to paying $1.08 per gallon of gasoline? Smart, eco-friendly, and super cool. Visit a local dealer today and take one for a spin. Electric vehicle rebates from REU. For information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Oh, I guess that music means I'm supposed to sing.
You bring us in, buddy.
All right, very good. Well, Linda and I were sitting here talking about what really might be a current topic of great interest. And, of course, it's pretty hard to be an American today or a football fan and not notice all that's gone on, particularly in the NFL. Nothing to this point that I'm aware of in the college games, which actually is for years have been my favorite venue for watching football. What's been going on in the NFL has been of interest to me. I frankly come down on the side of respecting the flag and the traditions of the United States. That just happens to be the way I was raised. And I think
you're a traditional guy.
I am, yeah. I mean, I was an Army officer for 14 years and a surgeon in the military. raised, you know, the historic way of Boy Scouts. Basically taught to be proud of the country. Never said everything was perfect. We certainly were studied the history and the issues surrounding both the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, War of 1812, and so forth, and the evolution of the United States, which is an idea, really. It's a set of goals that were laid out way back when the founding documents. It's been a march from those days of living under a foreign sovereign, well, foreign in terms of a distant sovereign, to our society, which is constantly changing. It's been changing for as long as we know it. I mean, at one time the military was integrated, and then after World War, or towards during World War One, it was resegregated by Woodrow Wilson, the president, the progressive president, interestingly. Happened to be from the South, but be that as it may, we've waxed and waned, much like watching the oceans on a shore, but we've always tried to keep the pathway headed towards respecting human rights, freedom rights, and personal rights. And that is the idea that should be celebrated. To diss it is not acceptable to me. You can certainly disagree with it or have issues. And, in fact, we're probably the freest nation in the world where you can stand up and say what you think.
Well, it seems to be like a common, even in circles that would not be speaking anything politically, that would keep conversations basically in generalities. But I'm hearing people that I would never, again, hear these words come out of their mouth, that they feel that this president is making this country, well, you can't make something, but is conjuring up a divisiveness that they've never experienced before, and that there's this racism that's happening. And so I'm saying to them, well, I agree that, you know, that there's a lot of rawness and nerves that are going on with most people in general. However, I'm with you on kneeling during the national anthem. Right. I mean, it's a spit in the face.
It seems to be designed to. I think, frankly, there are people that, particularly when you watch really what goes on these campuses with the counter-protesters, the anarchists, really, who seem to be pretty well-funded and organized, there are groups that basically want to divide the United States. That's really how you take down a country from the inside. And so I don't know if we're – I think Donald Trump and his administration are – they don't have the – sort of muffler on of political correctness. In fact, a lot of people in the United States at this point are tired of dancing around the issues and basically trying to kowtow to people's sense of superiority mm-hmm. or perfection. In truth, the United States racism has changed remarkably during my lifetime. From the day I entered college till later in the military, I saw little of it, if anything. And there are people today that actually, I think, benefit from stirring it up or making it worse. And what I'm looking for a balance. I think in the NFL, the players do have rights. Everybody has a right to stand up and state what they wish. But we also have responsibilities to each other as a nation, and that's not in the legal code. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, as I told you, you could walk down the street in Reading here and insult the next person you know or swear at them or whatever, do it, and that's perfectly legal.
Well, on a positive note, you know, when we go into the headlines today, the Green Bay Packers had asked their followers to lock arms during the anthem. Now, so there was no kneeling. The chants of USA, USA were happening, but the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears stood to observe the national anthem. Players and coaches from both teams locked arms on their respective sidelines. No one sat and no one kneeled. Mm-hmm. So some of the pictures show a lot of people with their either saluting mm-hmm. in the stands, hands over their heart, but they were unified in the fact, let's stand and lock arms.
And I think that to me, that's a pretty good compromise position, as long as they're honoring the period of time. I think General Mattis says, it's 3 minutes. And that's, you need that time to basically appreciate exactly what this country stands for. And I think it's important to realize that first stanza of the national anthem actually ends with a question, a challenge to Americans. It says, are we still the land of the home of land of the free and the home of the brave? It's a question, and we have to answer that question every day as a nation. And we're challenged. Are we still the land of the free and the home of the brave? And our job is, we have to prove ourselves worthy of what we've been given by our forefathers, I believe. And we're now getting in the mud about important things, but we're making it very confrontational. Behind all this, of course, I sense a lot of what this racial divide is somewhat trumped up on the policing issue, which statistics and even the Department of Justice under President Obama showed that there's very little evidence that the policing related to African Americans is historically different or much more different by race, despite the great claims. And, of course, the media jumps in on everyone, the classic one being Ferguson with Michael Brown, ultimately found to be where he wasn't standing with his hands up and don't shoot. But that's become the Black Lives Matter chant. So we basically have mythology clashing with the reality. And the sad point is that we need to understand our responsibilities to each other and to our nation.
Well, let's take a caller. We've got somebody calling in. And Teddy?
Terry.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Do you have a comment?
Hey, good morning, you two. I think that the conversation here is very good, but really and truly, you know, we talk about compromise and we talk about maybe President Trump. Well, what about Kevin DeLeon, the Senate pro tem, who makes a statement saying that half his family has driver's licenses that aren't theirs, Social Security numbers that aren't theirs, but that's what they have to do to stay in the country. And we have a governor in California that goes and makes a treaty with China when specifically Article 1, Section 8 says that no one can make a treaty other than the Congress and the President. And along with that, we have just law after law being broken by our lawmakers. How is it we're all going to get along and sing Kumbaya when not everybody is responding to the rule of law?
That's a fair question, and I would agree with you on that. I think there's double standards and basically a spit in the face of the rules of law that has begun for quite a while. It peaked over the last administration, but certainly was even before that with folks feeling they could exceed the law in their demonstrations if they decided that their idea was correct or superior. And that's where you have it today. There's absolutely no sense that what they're doing is illegal and thus incorrect. Back to my concept that we have a responsibility to be a nation of laws and then to work within the framework to change things as we choose to. But you're correct in saying people now just want to flaunt the system, and they don't feel they have a responsibility to use the legal system designed by the forefathers and promulgated through the states. They just go outside it, much like the edicts and the presidential executives that changed the entire immigration system, all recognized to be illegal, even by the signer himself at the time. So that's why you almost need the non-political correct, straight-in-your-face challenge of the Trump-like administration of people who are willing to take it on face-on. Consequently, since you're arguing, you have what's called divisiveness, making it negative. But it's only people calling the question, finally saying, are we a nation of laws or not? So I'm sympathetic with what you're saying, Terry.
Well, even a sanctuary state, for example,
it's illegal.
Is illegal.
It's illegal, absolutely, and it should be just stated that way.
It's against federal law.
Yep, I agree.
Last thing I'd like to say is that, really and truly, those of you that don't really think Donald Trump or he's causing divisiveness, I go along with you, sir. And my best friend in college was black. Two of the bridesmaids at my youngest daughter's wedding were black. The prejudice is worse now. It's being brought on. It's being engineered. And until we wake up and start worrying about barbecues and all the other stuff, we're going to be in big trouble in our country. Anyway, good program. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Terry.
And I agree that there are those that are profiting either in the political arena or monetary arena by creating and festering this sore and then popularizing it. And I sadly think I see a lot of the NFL players as being sort of pawns in that game who basically jump into something that they're seeing at this point. It's time to basically return to basics, that we're a nation on a pathway with values that are outstanding around the world, and we're a great idea, and we're always en route to perfection. But we need to make that journey, but that journey is guided by the rule of law, and we have abandoned that compass.
And I think there's the compass. I like that word, because what's your personal compass? No matter who is the president of the United States, no matter who's tweeting what, no matter who's put into office, of course, on the headlines, and we're going to have to take a break, where Trump tax plan hits first snag, and it's with the Republicans. So, everywhere we look, we're going to look at this I see like black lines that are not straight. They're all like a wadded ball.
Mm-hmm.
And so where is our own personal compass? Do you have to keep yourself, have to rise above the negativity and the I want to call it the smut and the smag?
That's fair enough.
All right.
You do have to keep, without knowing where north is, you will get lost.
Right.
And you have to decide you have to have a relative reference point in life as to what your values are.
Right.
And what the country's about. And I think the rule of law is one, and we've wandered from that.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk football because, you know what? Right here in Reading, we've got our great sports announcer, and this is going to be some fun stuff. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Thank you.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across the USA.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Whether you're looking for a workhorse or a play toy, at Team Power of Reading, they have the Kubota RTV to suit your needs. Meet the all-new Kubota RTV X Series, three rough and ready RTVs that raise the bar on comfort, convenience, and performance. These Kubota RTVs set the standard for ruggedness and reliability, proving themselves ready to work day after day under all kinds of conditions, ready for an RTV experience you won't soon forget. Stop by Team Power of Reading on Twin View Boulevard today, or call them at 226-9226 for Kubota RTV sales, parts, and service.
Celebrate your past. Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, as well as the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
Reading Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Reading Concrete is your local Ready Mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality Ready Mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Reading Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Reading Concrete, serving you with a quality Ready Mix product.
Hey, Carl, let's find a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Okay, what are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
All right, let's go.
A teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well.
Yeehaw.
That'll make you want to go out and dance, huh?
Yeah. Friday, right? Got my dance.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Linda Bott here. Carl is crawling around and I'm not sure.
In the muck somewhere. Yeah, in the cold and wet.
He is bound and determined this is the last day. I guess the last day to pig hunt. So he's out there. That's his deal. And we're all hoping that he's going to get his pick. Can you believe it? Only in Reading. My guest is Dr. Doug McConnell, one of my dear friends, a hero to me.
Oh, gosh.
And a good man. So thank you for being here.
That's very nice, yeah.
You fill his shoes very well when he's gone. Okay. So welcome to the show this morning, and we're very thrilled to have you here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive. They have estate jewelry, and they do all kinds of great repairs. Go on and see what they've got. They're always getting new stock in, and they're our jeweler of choice, and that's Four Winds Jewelry. With us this morning is Connor Sutton. We have football tonight, and Connor Sutton is just a very interesting guy, a Simpson graduate, a Simpson. Tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Well, sure. So I got into broadcasting about 5 years ago at Simpson, and ever since then, just kind of grown with it. I have a ton of fun doing it. Even the research part of it, which a lot of people I know don't like, I find interesting because you always find a little nugget of information that you can bring up that someone might go, oh, you can tell that guy actually paid attention and did their homework ahead of time. So
in other words, when you talk about research, the players.
Yes.
And you go in to make their background or maybe what's gone on or they've moved here and maybe they've got family that have, you know, are in Puerto Rico or that have just been, you know, or their family's just gone through the terrible Texas flood or.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
cool.
Especially with at Simpson University, mainly with the basketball teams, it's nice. I get to go watch practice whenever I want and talk to some of the players before and after practice. So I get a lot of the inside information from them. Unfortunately, visiting teams, you don't have that type of access. So it's almost usually stat based. But yeah, it's excellent. I love it. And Simpson's is going to have a good year this year. So I'm excited for that too.
Well,
good.
Connor Sutton, I mean, you're a star.
Oh, thank
and
you.
What
you
do
really
you,
are.
And tonight you're broadcasting a game, right?
Yeah, yeah. We're Tom and I, my color commentator and partner, we're doing the DeMonte Ranch Shasta game. First time we've done Shasta this season.
Uh-huh.
And DeMonte Ranch is 5-0, or both teams are undefeated.
Really?
Shasta 4-0. And DeMonte Ranch's quarterback, Cade McNamara, is going to Notre Dame. So
What's that name again?
Cade McNamara.
Cade McNamara.
Yeah.
Do you think
he
might be Irish?
I'm assuming. I would guess. That would be my guess. But so it should be a really good game tonight. Some high scoring, a lot of action.
What time?
7:30.
Okay.
So kind of, well, it depends on when Jared and I decide to start the broadcast.
And
right,
it's at Shasta?
It is at Shasta, yes.
All right.
So what's it like for you? I mean, what do you do to get ready pregame?
Well, since I started coming on the show Friday mornings, I usually do my prep Friday afternoon. But since I come on the show Friday mornings, I've been doing it Thursday or Wednesday.
Okay.
Just kind of, you go over all the names and make sure you don't mispronounce anybody's name because that's a mistake you don't want to have. And then I call up my buddy at the Record Searchlight, Patrick Carr, who is fantastic in what he does, and he's a sports writer, and talk to him, ask him some questions. So I really have all the information I can get and can talk about pretty much whatever coming into that night's game.
Fantastic. It's an interesting
art form. I just remember as a kid, I grew up on the West Coast, so we had the minor league baseball, and then the Giants came, or the Dodgers first, and then the Giants, I think that's it.
Yeah.
But they had this announcer, which I'd never heard before, Vin Scully, who turned what was baseball broadcasting into an art. And a lot of it was because of his research and background. I mean, all of a sudden you learn so much about the pitcher-batter duel.
Right.
And that was based on his research and the color, the piece. So it wasn't just, well, next pitch is going to be. And that, to me, he could. The art was closing your eyes, sitting out in my backyard in L.A. Didn't need a TV, just a transistor radio, which was new, and watching the game unfold through Vin Scully's creativity. It's a great art and a challenge, I'm sure.
Absolutely. It is a challenge, but once you kind of get in a groove, it becomes easier and easier every game.
I'm going to listen.
I hope so.
Okay.
I hope
now,
so.
Who are
check
you?
Right
here,
looking for a Vin Scully.
Right.
He's
here
retired.
At KCNR, we stream this. You can hear. You can tell your friends that when you stream, of course, you can hear this. If you're in, Iceland, you can get online and hear hear all about it. Do we have a call coming in? No. Okay, that was a reflection from something else. All right. So, who's been some of your idols?
I'm a big Sacramento Kings fan.
Okay. Because
I grew up in Sacramento.
Oh.
Kind of a guy who a lot of people don't know is. His name is Gary Gerald. He's the radio voice for the Kings, and he's been doing it for 40 years. He also does stock car racing and things of that nature. He's just fantastic, the way he describes a game, and just it's so incredible to hear. The game really does come to life. And basketball, baseball, and football, they're all a little bit different, obviously speed-wise. Mm-hmm. Football, you have about 10 to 15 seconds in between each play.
Pause, thrust, pause, exactly. Yeah.
Where basketball, it's constantly going. Yeah. And I started as a basketball announcer. So transitioning from basketball to football and baseball, it is a little bit tough because you do have to fill those spots where there's not going on a lot going on during the game. So Gary Gerald is one of those guys who's fantastic. I'm a big Joe Buck fan. He does a lot of
– I love Joe Buck.
He's outstanding. He gets a lot of heat from fans around the nation, but I think he's outstanding.
I do too. I love his timing. I like his voice.
Yeah. He does a really good
job. Right. You're from Sacramento.
Well, I am from – Joe Buck is not from Sacramento, I don't think.
No.
But he's another guy. But, no, I've been to the couple of Kings games. I'm from Sacramento too. And
so I've never heard of it.
Are the Kings moving? This is how out of it I am.
No, they just got a new arena. It opened last year. I actually, you can be working part-time for the Kings as well.
Is this the Golden One?
The Golden One Center.
Okay, I went to Lady Gaga there.
Oh, it is.
It's beautiful.
It is gorgeous. And so it's really revitalized downtown. I think they've gotten like 35,000 new jobs in downtown.
That's fantastic.
Who paid for that stadium? Oh, that's another subject.
I don't know the exact numbers, but I know it was about half and half, I think.
Okay. Same owners?
No, new owners. His name's Vivek Ranadive.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. So let's hear about what we don't want to end on this note because we have about 5 minutes, but watching the news this morning, West Valley?
Yeah.
There's a breakout of meningitis?
Well, that's up in Susanville.
Okay. I'm sorry.
So Lassen was going to be coming to West Valley for West Valley's homecoming game, but because there's been a viral breakout of meningitis in Susanville, Lassen Community College and Lassen High School have both shut down their doors essentially until Monday.
Because the visitors were from Susanville?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So they can't come to West Valley for the homecoming game tonight.
All right.
We found that out yesterday morning. Yeah, kind of a strange situation.
Yeah,
that's really strange. More of your expertise.
I'm more of a surgeon, but how many, when you say an outbreak, how many cases
two
do you know
cases.
About?
I mean, more than one.
There were two. From what I heard this morning, there were two documented.
And it was viral meningitis.
It's not the one there's the viral, which are the ones, there's two.
Well, there's the pneumococcal meningitis, which is a bacterial and quite dangerous.
Okay.
Viral is... You don't want to diminish any of them, but it is a different bird to a certain extent. But basically, if you keep people apart, it goes away. But so when you find a sentinel event, you basically gets reported, and then you look for any outbreaks. But in the military, there used to be issues with dorms and the barracks. They would have problems with the pneumococcal meningitis, which can be quite dangerous. And I think there were some issues at Fort Ord once. That goes all the way back. But generally, have young people closely put together, living together, you can have this problem. I'm not sure about a high school world or a college campus type thing. And until you really know its communicable status, as
they're going to have to do a makeup.
Keep people apart for a while, and you'll find out.
They're going to have to do a makeup because the homecoming queen was on TV today, and I'm just not. They're going to have to do it may not be on that day. They're going to have to do another day.
Yeah,
somewhere,
absolutely.
Someplace.
I think they'll know more about this outbreak,
which
is
just
two
at
the moment. And if that's all there is, then basically we'll be back to business as normal.
So tonight sounds like a great game, Shasta. And what's the other visit?
DeMonte Ranch. Out of Reno, Nevada.
Oh, and
similar
they're 5-0.
Similar size high school then?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
5-0 and 4-0.
Shasta's 4-0. They had a bye week.
Oh, okay.
So it should be. We've had some great games so far. The last 2 weeks, we've kind of picked some not a little bit blowouts, but hopefully we'll get back to another great game.
So who are the highlight players, real quick, to watch it? Well, Shasta, what are the key folks here? The quarterback for DeMonte.
Yeah, DeMonte Ranch's quarterback is it's really interesting because both teams are obviously very talented, but they play two different styles of play where DeMonte Ranch plays more West-style, West Coast offense where they spread it out and throw it, where Shasta is very rush-oriented.
So Ohio State in my days.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Two teams that do score the ball differently, and it should be a very high scoring game. Both teams have held two teams under 10 points in two of their four or five games. Again, it's going to be a great game, and we're very excited. Tom was gone last week, so I was by myself. on Friday. So basically, I've gave him a lot of hard time on the air on Friday. But also, again, tonight, I'll make sure he understands that leaving us for a weekend, you're going to catch some flack for that.
Yeah. Connor Sutton is our guest, and you're going to be hearing him live tonight on KCNR as he calls. Would you call it calling the game?
Yeah, absolutely.
Calling the game tonight out at Shasta High School. What time?
7:30. 7:15, we'll try to get it started. Depends on the JV game. Okay. But usually we try to get started right around 7:15 with pregame.
How much fun. Thank you so much for being
Thank you for having
again here. I love your energy. we're very, very lucky here at KCNR that we've got such great talent. So thank you for joining our team and love what you do.
I throw out the term calling. It's very passive. Actually, you're creating the audio experience of being in the arena with all the color. And that takes creative stance. I could call a game.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty boring.
Almost sounds like you're getting
quarterbacks down. But you got height ball. But it's those empty spots and the color.
Right.
And that's the let's
just another terminology.
That's
what
the
is
artist
it?
World.
You could say commentating.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
calling. I don't know.
Recreating the game using audio.
Commentator, sports commentator. I like that.
Painting with an audio.
Right. There you go.
Connor Sutton tonight, commentating for Shasta versus
DeMonte Ranch.
DeMonte Ranch out of Reno.
And the kickoff is what time?
7:30.
7:30. Right. Okay.
Thanks. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back here. KCNR 1460.
Summertime. Time, the living's easy. Fish are jumping now.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Big Bike Weekend is back and bigger than ever as it thunders into the Shasta District Fair and Event Center beginning Friday, October 6th. Sign up now to participate at BigBikeWeekend.com and check out the schedule of events, including the Remembrance Ride over Shasta Dam, Big Bike Games, the Big Bike Show, live music, and the free Can-Am Spider Demo Rides. There'll be hours of stunt bike entertainment featuring the Victor McLaughlin Motor Corps, Robin Stunts Diamond Team, and the West Coast Connection Team, with non-stop entertainment featuring DJ Bobette on the main stage. Be a part of Northern California's biggest gathering of bikes from all over the West Coast. It's family-friendly and free to attend. Cooler weather and the coolest bikes come together again at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center, Friday, October 6th through Sunday, October 8th. Sponsored in part by Shasta Speedway, Julie Foster Allstate Insurance, Redding Harley-Davidson, Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, and Riggs Media Consulting.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Be a hero and help us save the animals of the North State by attending Haven Humane Society's 10th Annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Dinner and Auction on Saturday, October 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
While enjoying music, sample local wine, beer, and appetizers.
Bid on exciting live and silent auction packages.
And purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a San Francisco Giants spring training trip for two.
Plus much, much more.
Doors open at 5:30 p.m.
Bark, Wine, and Brew sells out every year, so get your tickets now at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
All proceeds go to support the homeless animals of the North State.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460 on this wonderful Friday. My gosh, it's the last Friday of the month. Can you believe it? No longer one more Friday in the month, the 9 month of 2017. Time's flying by. So happy that you're with us this morning. KCNR 1460, my guest. Hi, I'm Linda Bott. How are you?
Oh.
Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared. Would we say anything like hi?
Not yet, but hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Jared.
And you're going to be doing the game tonight, too.
I will be.
Do you love it?
I do, and I enjoy the solitude of working alone.
Right.
And also, I like listening to the games, and these two are really passionate about it, and they're very funny, so.
That's great. I like to hear that. And with me this morning is Dr. Doug McConnell.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have to talk about a couple PSAs here with community things that are going. Not have to, want to.
Right. Actually, and this one's pretty interesting. It's good. This is going to be the Harvest Moon Liberty Fest, which is on October 7th coming up, not too far away. That's a Friday. Of note, I think the full moon is actually two nights prior to this, if you really want to get out and see that. And if you're a photographer, the night before the full moon, which would be the 4th, is really the night to time to catch a rising near full moon against the twilight. But that's a photographer standpoint.
Are a wonderful photographer, award-winning photographer.
I love photography up here in Reading. So the full moon's on the 5th, but the Harvest Moon Festival is on the 7th, which is Friday, the 2017th. That's at the Anderson River Park. Important fact about the River Park is you better bring your own chairs. That's on the sign here. They're going to have music, food, games, laser tag, drawings, vendors, crafters, historical reenactors, face painting, and balloon animals, and much more. Sounds like a festive event. It starts at noon and goes music starts at – the gates open at noon. The music starts at 2. I don't see an ending time, so this could be a good evening.
Well, I would think if it's a Harvest Moon Liberty.
Yeah, you got to
wait. Probably goes all the way to the night.
You got to wait for the moon to come up, and then get special guests are Mark Baird, Aaron Reisner, and Melissa Hunt. It says alcohol will be provided by the Anderson Rotary. I don't know that they're giving it away, so come prepared to purchase it, be my guess. But then there'll be food by Good Times and the American Barbecue and Grill Company, both great providers of local food. And the Junior Hornets cheering squad will be there. So that'll provide some energy. So this looks like a classic Northern California, everybody on deck, community turnout, which is one of the reasons my wife and I love living up here. It is brought to you by numerous sponsors, but basically it's about coming out and celebrating liberty and the American spirit and your community. So I can't think of a better way to come down and have a day, drop in, whatever. I don't see any hint of an admission price on this. Do you? No, it's free.
No, this is just all
right there.
The sponsors took care of that.
So here's an all-day free event that is a celebration of life in the local
this
community
weekend,
as well as that. And it
October
is
7th.
October 7th on Friday.
And when are we doing the time change?
That's actually in November. The
what?
First, yes. It changes at 2 a.m.
Excuse me, in October.
It's been changed. Somebody is supposed to save energy and all that. But I know this for a fact because my son is getting married on the Saturday, which is the first Saturday in November, and at 2 a.m., that's when the clock moves back.
Really?
The next morning, yeah. So the good news is for all of us going to the wedding is that we gain an hour.
Where's the wedding?
The wedding's in Palm Springs.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, marrying a lovely girl. They're both lawyers. So they met in law school.
Do they practice the same kind of law?
No, my son is I should have mentioned this to Connor. My son is a baseball attorney.
Oh, wow.
And is an agent as well for Major League Baseball, has multiple clients within the various leagues and in the training system.
That has to be
That was his lifelong dream. He began
dinner conversation with him would be fabulous.
Oh, yeah. He started collecting cards as a kid.
Really?
Grew up, played baseball in high school. Always, when he went off to college at Cornell University, in a class, he was asked to stand up as a freshman, and he was in the School of Business there, and they said, "What's your goal?" And all the other people said, "Well, I want to be an investment banker. I want to do this," and very generic things. "I'm going to go into banking. I'm going to go into retail." He stood up and says, "No, someday I'm going to want to be the general manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers." And, of course, the people in New York looked at him. "What? Why? But that would be true. So he ended up going to law school graduated and took internships every summer, worked for nothing. Finally graduated, took another no-pay or little-pay job. Finally went all the way to Chicago and took a six-month sort of internship as a new attorney and passed the bar while he was there, the California bar, and ended up, I had to go drive him. We moved him back here. And so every step has been this. And now he's in Dallas doing well with a group of three or four other people. And he loves what he's doing. His wife, to-be, is an attorney in L.A., and she has now moved to Dallas. And she's going to be able to do remote lawyering while he continues his career in Dallas. But his hope is his agency, his company, will relocate him to California. He's okay. going to be back in Southern okay. California and be a baseball attorney.
And why did they choose Palm Springs?
Well, if you're going to get married in November, that's one place with fairly good weather.
Right.
It's better than, let's say, Pocatello. I don't know. That was a decision they made. This is not being the father of the bride.
What date are they getting married? November?
Well, I'd have the first Saturday in November. I better look it up.
Okay, so, yeah, I can't off the time. November 6th, 7th, 8th,
like
where
the
somewhere
fifth,
near.
I'll look it
well,
up.
Well, while
now.
You're looking that, speaking of November, put on your calendar. Well, Saturday, November 4th. Hello.
Ah, that's
okay.
the day.
Saturday, November 4th, because I'm looking right here about the Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade. Got to tell you about this. Put this on your calendar. I know what this is like. You get yourself booked up. You make plans to go out with your family. "Hey, can you be here?" Mm-mm. Okay, but this, make plans to come out. This is one of the most fabulous Veteran Day, veteran parades. And it is the largest Veteran Day parade that is north of, help me here, Fresno. So it's the 25th annual, which is even more special, of honoring the vets, past, present, and future. It's going to be at the Shasta Dam Boulevard in Shasta Lake with the pancake breakfast, the famous pancake breakfast at the firehouse, which is super cool. And American Legion will have a luncheon afterwards. But Carl and I have been, we've emceed this parade where, you know, they give you a book and we sit there and I love the patriotism of this parade. I think last year we had 120 entries.
Wow.
I mean,
that's a long parade.
You know, band after, I love it, band after band, car after car. It's just really wonderful. So, you know, it's free. You just sit on, just bring a chair. Starts at 10 a.m. Beautiful. Okay, Shasta Dam. That's no, you're going to be in Palm Springs at a wedding. Something else, because I know we only have a few minutes left, but I wanted to talk to you about Yosemite. And, you know, whenever you have like a beautiful, you know, a place like Yosemite or even Atlassen, a massive hunk of rock fell off Yosemite National Park, El Capitan, on yesterday, a day after the rock fell in the same area of the granite monolith, killed a British tourist and seriously injured his wife. One person was hurt yesterday, though it was unclear if, according to this article, if it was a climber or a motorist. Tourists were asked to use the South Side Drive to exit Yosemite Valley as the rock fell, left North Side Drive closed.
Interesting. To my reading of that first story, they were both climbing the face, I believe, when they were the one man was killed and his wife injured. So they, at least the article was talking about the number of people that were climbing the face at the time. It's about 30, which is sort of interesting to think of 30 people stuck on that wall climbing up. I didn't know that there was a second one, but the natural history of a granite wall is to gradually crumble. You have moisture in there and freezing and cracking that goes on. This is all nature, and we sort of don't realize that when you walk up to that face, you will see all this tail, as they say, you know, the rocks at the bottom. They got there because they came off the cliff. And
well, you were with us when we attended. We were at the Hill table for Lassen Park.
Yes.
And the first time I thought of you so often because the pictures that could have been taken that day that we drove through were I said, oh, Doug would love this.
Mm-hmm.
Doug would love this. You know, it was the beautiful glacier lakes that, you know, had where it was two lakes in one because you saw the reflection of the mountains behind it. It was fabulous. But, you know, you have to respect nature.
Yes. Yeah, it's a remarkable thing, and nature has its the element that's dangerous, and the earth is constantly changing. And I mean, look at the hurricanes. It's great to live in the Caribbean. It's a great place to
Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
oh,
and it's
my
tragic,
gosh.
But the truth is, those storms have been coming there for thousands of years.
Right. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back. We have Connie Granoles with us. We're going to be talking about Big Bike Weekend. What does it mean for the North State? What does it look like this year? It's going to be fun to get in on that. This is Linda Bott. My guest is Dr. Doug McConnell here on KCNR 1460. We'll see you at the 8 o'clock hour.
Have a good day out there.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
TownHall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. is reportedly ordering non-essential diplomatic staff to leave Cuba.
The response follows reports of mysterious sonic attacks targeting U.S. diplomats and their families that have led to permanent hearing loss and other medical issues. Senior U.S. officials say the U.S. has ordered all non-essential personnel to leave Havana, along with all families. The State Department's also issuing a travel advisory warning Americans not to visit.
As correspondent Wally Hines reporting, Yosemite National Park is identified as a British tourist, the man who was killed by a massive rock fall this week. Ken Yeager is president of the Yosemite Climbing Association.
I saw this giant dust cloud, which I knew was a rock slide, and I was pretty sure it was from the same area because of where the cloud was coming from.
The park says a 32-year-old Andrew Foster of Wales and his wife were hiking at the bottom of El Capitan when a chunk of granite about 12 stories tall broke free and plunged down the hillside. Last week, Puerto Ricans were hunkered down as Hurricane Maria raked the island. Now we're getting a closer look at the damage. Florida Governor Rick Scott did yesterday.
It's a lot of damage. You can see all the down power lines.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio, meanwhile, says disaster response is lacking, but not for lack of trying.
Senator Rubio tells reporters he has staffers on the ground in Puerto Rico who tell him the supplies are there, but the means to get those supplies to the people are practically non-existent. He also says this.
Let's save lives. Let's get power back up. Let's get fuels to generators. Let's get communications going. Let's get the roads stabilized so people can move around.
To do that, says Rubio, he urges the White House to make the military the lead agency in Puerto Rico for the time being because he says the military knows how to handle these kinds of logistical problems.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon on Wall Street. A mixed bag. The Dow is down 24 points. The NASDAQ up by about 20. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an urgent message for men who are making more bathroom trips each day or waking up at night to go. A prostate wonder pill is taking Walmart by storm, leading to a 179% increase in sales. Experts just can't believe how well this one little pill helps reduce bathroom urges. I'm talking about Super Beta Prostate, the best-selling prostate supplement in America. If you're concerned about your prostate health and making more bathroom trips, here's great news. Since drugstores keep running out of stock, we're letting men try their first bottle of Super Beta Prostate free. Just call us ASAP. That's a full, free 30-day supply. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-586-6272. Super Beta Prostate is a safe, non-prescription formula with naturally based ingredients that reduce bathroom visits and support your prostate health. Claim your bottle while it's still free. Call 1-800-586-6272. That's 1-800-586-6272. 1-800-586-6272.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is giving the current U.S. education system failing marks for failing America's students.
We are losing thousands and thousands of kids every year.
It's a system, she says, has been tested and coming up short time and again. So the time, she says, for reform is now.
We really cannot wait any longer. We've been doing things the same way and expecting different results for more than a couple of decades.
And DeVos says that change could come from the same kind of thinking that's helped American companies to be innovative to meet new challenges.
Education is ripe for those types of people to grab hold and solve problems and meet the needs of students.
Spider-Man is being used as a jumping-off point for a new campaign against bullying in school. The action character and two of the people in the cast of Spider-Man Homecoming are featured in a PSA asking children not to mistreat each other at school. Even if somebody seems a little bit different, they could have hidden skills just like Peter Parker. More details at townhall.com. First Lady Melania Trump is shining a focus on the opioid crisis.
At a White House roundtable discussion on the issue, the First Lady said she wants to listen and learn about the nation's opioid epidemic. Mrs. Trump said the well-being of children is important to her. Guests included administration officials, a New Hampshire fire chief, the executive director of a neonatal facility, and a husband and wife whose son died of a heroin overdose.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Regulators approving a new medicine for treating a common type of breast cancer.
Eli Lilly's Verzenio was approved by the Food and Drug Administration for women and men with what's called HR-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer that is worsened after hormone therapy. About 72% of patients with breast cancer have this type. The daily pill blocks certain enzymes that promote growth of cancer cells.
That is correspondent Keith Peters reporting breaking news and analysis can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show here on KCNR 1460 for the 8 o'clock hour. This is Linda Bott. And my special guest today is Dr. Doug McConnell.
Good morning.
With us as we have a wonderful guest with us. We have to do a couple things here. We'd like to do a couple things here before we get into our special guest. And if you're wondering, oh, at 8 o'clock I'm tuning in. I'm on my way. Where's Carl? Carl is crawling on his belly someplace in his last day of trying to get a pig. Hey, don't you just love it? It's so local. It's so local if you know.
If you know Carl, it makes sense. Yes, so he's MIA in the pig wars, but soon to be surfacing later today.
I'll get a text.
Fairly dirty.
Yeah.
Maybe with a pig.
We may bake him for a year. We'll see.
Yeah.
Currently, 60 degrees in the downtown studios, partly sunny today, and our highs will be 86. Lows tonight will be 60. Tomorrow calls for a sunny day with our highs of around 83. Saturday night, mostly clear with lows of around 56. Sunday, highs with 80. And Sunday night calls for mostly clear with lows of around 56. Beautiful weekend ahead of us. Sunday sunny with a high around 80. Looks like we may have some gusts of winds up to 21 miles an hour. That's the prediction for Sunday, though. Sunday night clear with a low of around 52. And then as we progress through the week, Monday 74, Tuesday 77. What did I just see? Near 74 on Monday. Sweater weather. Tuesday.
Fall.
Yeah,
weather.
Right. Yeah. It's in the air. But we do get back up to 80 on Thursday. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And on the phone with us this morning, our favorite Wells Fargo advisor is Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan. What is happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are a little changed this morning on this last trading day of the third quarter. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 16 points at 22,365. The S&P 500 is up 3 points at 2,513, and the NASDAQ Composite trading higher up 22 points at 6,475. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Rite Aid down 5 cents, trading at $1.98 per share. Bank of America down 7 cents at $25.39. General Electric down 18 cents, trading at $24.16. For local stocks of interest, FedEx up $1.71 at $225.97, AT&T up 2 pennies, trading at $39.06, and PG&E down 3 cents at $68.02. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is up 3 basis points to 2.33%. And over to commodities, gold is up $1.70 an ounce at $12.89.30, silver up 2 cents at $16.88 per ounce, and crude oil down 4 pennies, trading at $51 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. We really appreciate you.
Good luck, Carl, with your pig. Have a great weekend, everyone.
See, this is what I'm talking
about.
Invite
you over for bacon.
Yeah, we may do that. Pork chops. Well, okay, now, Doug.
Yes.
Shall we do our do-to-do and introduce our guest, Connie Granoles.
Hello, Connie.
And,
hi.
You know, we think of Connie Granoles, we think of this beautiful woman who's so involved with community events. When you think of Connie Granoles and you know that she is attached to an event, first of all, you think of excellency. Didn't you do leadership reading?
I did.
All right,
I'm a 2003 graduate of leadership reading.
I would think that you epitomize what it would be, what they would hope a graduate of leadership reading would be, and you're the face next to the name.
Thank you, Linda.
I mean it.
So she's one of the folks that met when we came up north, and it's the community reinvestment where people put a lot back
right.
in. Connie's one of those.
Connie's one of those. And we're here to talk about Big Bike Weekend, which is a huge event that we have here, the 2017, which is happening October 6th through 8th. Right, Connie?
It is.
But you have something else that you would like to let's just, we've got about 5 minutes. We're going to take a break at 8:15, and then we can come back. So however you want to open this segment.
Oh, so this is, I'm going to talk from my heart this morning about the tragic death of Josh Ahlberg. His father, Matt Ahlberg, and I worked together at the McConnell Foundation. And Josh was Matt and Anna's only son. Mm. To lose somebody at 19 years old, just when he was starting to finish up school, had this bright, wonderful future ahead of him, loved everybody, and then to open up your home to people that you know, and then have those people kill you. How terrible. I think about it and I want to cry.
Absolutely. It's just shocking me. You're telling. Oh.
And
right. How are you dealing with, how are they?
They're very strong and resilient people. Matt's been back at work since Monday. And this evening, Kaylee, who is a friend of Matt's, or friend of the families, the Ahlbergs, and especially Josh, there's going to be a balloon release at 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. So that will be very nice. Anna and Matt will each have bouquets that will have Josh's favorite color, light blue. And they'll release that, and then everybody else will be releasing their balloons after that. And everybody's welcome to attend that to show support. And then October the 14th will be Josh's funeral. And the nice thing about the family is they did send up a GoFundMe account for the love of Josh, but they want to take all the money that they raised from the GoFundMe, and they want to put it back into the community. So they want to reinvest in schools or nonprofits that that affected Josh. So I think that's very cool. But anyhow, it is a public event, so please, if you feel your heart is open to that, the family would love to see you and be part of the balloon release.
Tell us a little bit about Josh.
Well,
you can tell a little bit. I mean, share with us. Give us a little insight of who he was.
He was one of those kids, one of those young people that everybody loved. Had a great temperament. Whether you were a young person or old person, you were very comfortable around him. He loved everybody. He was a very social type person. He enjoyed his friends. He loved hunting with his dad. His mom is a great person. He worked for a little bit. His first job was at the McConnell Foundation as a grounds person. And I believe that he had a part-time job in Burrito Bandito in addition to going to school at Chiba. And he had the house or the apartment that he was sharing with a roommate. So, again, you're 19 years old. You're starting to mature and go out and do good and look for that, the next phase of your life. And then to have it all end so tragically is beyond belief. Yeah.
Devastating.
Yeah. And I know you've seen a lot of tragedy just being a physician.
Right.
Yeah, but...
Or things we don't understand, or it doesn't seem just, it doesn't seem right, or you can't put it in the
who would ever think something like that would happen to your child or to a family member. Is just, I mean, you know, you're trying to make sense of it. It will never make sense.
It won't. But you know, Josh had so many friends. The friends have been around the parents to support them. They put together a great video that's going to be shown during Josh's funeral, which will be October the 14th at Church of the Latter-day Saints in Anderson. And then Fred Salanti and MIAP will be doing the escort from the church to the gravesite at the Anderson Cemetery. So that will be nice. Josh's grandfather was in the Navy, and he served on an aircraft carrier. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was very nice that Fred had opened up to doing that for them.
Right. That's beautiful.
When was the balloon release?
It is at 6 p.m. tonight at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
Okay. And that's
great.
That'll be touching. I remember seeing one of those previously.
Well, thank you for opening your heart and sharing that with us, because it just shows us that, you know, life is fleeting. And we've got Dr. Doug McConnell here, who's a heart surgeon in a scrubs, going at 9 o'clock to in a very kind of a complicated procedure. You tried to explain it to me before we started the show today, and I just, you know, I mean, so we're going to approach this weekend and our life after the show and just be like, wow, you know, with full of gratitude for every moment that we have. When we come back, we're going to talk really about a wonderful event called Big Bike Weekend. Connie's in charge of, and I'm glad that you started off by you know, reminding us about being present in the here and now. So all right, we're going to take a break here, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back and talk about Big Bike Weekend.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Study the psychology of paint. Our conclusion? Color looks great on your walls. From neutrals and whites to deep, rich colors. At the Paint Mart, they have just the right Benjamin Moore paint to give your space that personal touch. Unlike the figure-it-out-yourself paint departments in the big box stores, at Paint Mart, they have personalized service, custom color matching and caulk tinting, in-stock and special order wall coverings, and equipment rentals like paint sprayers, power washers, floor grinders, and wallpaper steamers. Paint Smart with Benjamin Moore Paint at the Paint Mart, Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff. All the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Come see us at Paint Mart. You'll love the friendly service from the folks at Paint Mart.
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Join One Safe Place on Wednesday, October 18th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for Undaunted, an evening of inspiration with guest speaker Matthew Sandusky, adopted son of former Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky, who will discuss his journey from being a victim to becoming a survivor. Undaunted is a One Safe Place benefit dinner to help support a community affected by family violence. For tickets, table, and sponsorship information, visit One Safe Place at ospshasta.org.
Another good beat.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 here with Linda Bott, Dr. Doug McConnell. And our special guest this portion of the show is brought to you by Black Bear Diner. Top the night off a juicy burger and real old-fashioned shake, or start your day tomorrow with a huge stack of pancakes. In fact, I'm going to be at lunch today at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop. There's something for everyone. Get huge portions of good old-fashioned family food, great prices for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Cypress and Hilltop, just to I-5, feed your inner bear. I don't know if my inner bear needs to be fed.
Or your Carl bear.
Yeah, but yes, right. All right, with us is Connie Granoles this morning. We're talking about, okay, let's get down to a big bike weekend. Shoot.
All right. Oh, I love the Black Bear commercial. Bikers love to go to Black Bear in my Shasta, Redding. Yes. It's like, oh, my goodness.
The servings are appropriate.
It is. What is it? What do they say? Eat to ride, ride to eat.
Yeah, right.
Something like that. So, yes, next weekend is Big Bike Weekend, October 6th through 8th, and we did change the venue for good. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so we're very excited about it, and we're very excited with the cooperation we've had from the Shasta District Fair and Event Center and the partnership with Shasta Speedway. So,
really?
Yeah, really.
I love the visual of that. That's perfect.
It is.
So you took it off the Hilltop.
We did. You know, we struggled after it left the Civic, and we can't get the Civic because of the lease that Bethel Church has, and we need to be able to enter on a Thursday to set up vendors and, you know, that type of thing.
And I love when you had the cops. When you used to have the cops do the ride, synchronized ride.
Yeah, the motor competition, so that was good. But the Speedway... So the Speedway has given us an opportunity to have not one, not two, but three awesome teams performing. And it gives us an opportunity for those bikers that want to try it to see how would you handle your bike on a track. So a little bit of track time, and the bikers that want to show their riding skills in front of an audience can do so. But it's not about motorcycles, first of all. It's about a community event and supporting all kinds of different organizations. So something new and different, and I'm very excited about. We all share a passion for the veterans. Doug has been a keynote speaker at the Veterans Cemetery, and, of course, you know, Linda and Carl have as well. So on Friday, we are inviting all of the car people to come out and be part of the Air Force Monument Fundraiser Car Show. So that will be Friday, October the 6th, from 1 to 5 in the carnival grounds at the fairgrounds.
That should be good.
That should be good. And
you probably don't want my 2017 Ford Explorer. But
no, that's okay. Somebody might enjoy it. And the weather's supposed to be beautiful next weekend. Okay. 70s, 80s, you know, no high wind. The Air Force Monument is going to be dedicated on November 11th at 11 o'clock at the Veterans Cemetery. Even though it's going to be dedicated, we're asking people to come out and support and bring their car because they are almost $15,000 shy of reaching their goal. The wonderful people at Eagle Ironworks is finishing up the fabrication, and they're going to make sure that it's all done. But we'd like to finish up strong by the time the monument is being dedicated and have that money in the coffers to pay those final bills. So we don't care what kind of car you have. New, old, may need a little bit of work. Just as long as it runs, has plates, and can wheel into the fairgrounds, we will be happy to have you. And, of course, there'll be lots of food vendors. Fred Salanti, Missing in America Project, will have his little dog cart out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, Linda, you will appreciate this. So, or Doug, too. Remember Pat Paulson, the comedian?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm aging myself.
Oh, boy. Would have been laughing.
I'll join you with that one.
Okay. So, Pat Paulson has a winery Not here, but in the Bay Area.
Okay.
His winemaker is coming up here. So actually, Pat Paulson is kind of an in-kind event sponsor. They're bringing up coffee house wine. So it's coffee-infused red wine.
Ooh, how fun.
Yeah, I've never consumed that, but it sounds like I should try.
Yeah, and of course, they're going to be bringing some of their other Pat Paulson wines up here. And it's free wine tasting. And then if you like what you try, of course, we can be more than happy to sell you a bottle to take home.
Or a case.
Our case, yes, yes. So we're excited about that.
That's really a coup.
It is. And since you sold your motorcycle, you and Carl and Doug, you can all come out and...
I still have my leathers.
Well, that's good then. Where then?
I'm never going to get rid of my leathers.
I'm just catching the visual here. Okay.
my chaps, baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can-Am BRP is going to be having this. Spider demos. So they're bringing up their fleet, and they're going to be doing that all weekend. So as long as you have, you know, a legal license, you don't have to have a motorcycle license. I want to emphasize that is you do have to have a license. You will have to go through a little bit of training, and then they're going to take you on a little bit of a ride.
Are these those three-wheelers?
Yes. They are.
Oh, my God. I'm in trouble.
You still get the freedom and the performance, and you got storage.
I've always said, Carl, one day we're going to do that.
Okay, Linda. Right.
So I'm just saying,
Carl's not here, so
there's room for the pig on that thing.
Yeah, right. There it is.
I wonder if it's kind of like a, you know, like one of those off-road things you can take. Anyway, so wow, you sound like you've really got some great things, new venue. Thank you. You know, it takes somebody like Connie Granoles and your, you know, your vision,
enthusiasm
to just keep this thing going. A new lifeblood's going in this.
It is. It has been infused. We have a great team working on the event this year. A lot of people have stepped up and said, we like this idea. We like this new venue. We like that, you know, you're going to have areas that are free to the community to really make it a community event. Mm-hmm. But understanding also that, you know, you do have to pay the ticket at the end of the day. And so the Speedway, just like going to any other race at the Speedway, there's going to be fees, you know, to get in for that. But for bikers, now, you know, we've gone to races at the Speedway. Mm-hmm. You pay your spectator fee. You sit in the bleachers. Well, how often do you pay a spectator fee and you get to actually bring your bike into the Speedway?
And that's cool. Give it a try.
And give it a try.
Yeah.
So it's a, you know.
What a ticket cost for the day?
So it's free admission at the fairgrounds.
Okay. But I mean, as far as getting into.
Into the Speedway on Saturday, it's $15.
Okay.
And that, all of the activities, the gates open at 1:30. And then we have activities going through almost 8 o'clock at night. And I'm looking forward to telling you about some of these little special activities going on at the Speedway.
Okay.
You mean that are bands and shows? Because we have about 3 minutes before we take our 7:30 break.
Okay. So we'll just stay on the fairground side so as not to confuse people.
Okay.
So we, at the fairgrounds on Friday also, since we're kind of starting on Friday, we're going Shasta County Canines, the Sheriff's Department, they're going to be doing a canine demonstration. I love to watch those dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know they look at those big old white, those Stay Puft marshmallow looking things that they do. They look at those like Jagunda tennis balls that they're chasing around. So we're going to, they're going to be out there with their booth. We're going to have crispy. Some of the food trucks, you know, the Anderson food trucks, some of those folks are going to be selling their wares in the food court up there. So that will be very nice.
Right.
Wade and Bobette will be DJing. We love it. They're going to be filming the entire weekend. So that will also be very nice.
Right.
And
they're going places.
They are. You know, they have been with us, for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And every year they're planning on doing something a little bit more, a little bit extra.
Right.
They're going to – so for one of the rides, they're going to be filming in 360 VR.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's – so when you go to watch it, I guess you can pretend like you're actually on the bike and look at it from every angle.
That's great.
Yes, yes. I want to get a picture of Linda in her. Well, I think we need for Carl and Linda and Doug, if you're there, to have Wade live stream with you guys on your little Can-Am BRP and your demo in leathers.
In their leathers. I can see it right now.
In the leathers on.
KCNR. Here we are. Woohoo. Oh,
bring that KCNR banner. It'll be, it'll be so fun.
Well, let's take an early break. And when we come back, let's talk about that memorial ride.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an important thing. Thank you for taking us out early. We'll be right back here. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from the Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, reminding you about the 5th Annual Iron Soldier Ride, Sunday, October 1st. All bikes are welcome, and we gather at Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo on Twin View Boulevard for opening ceremonies and a great motorcycle ride with lunch. To register for the ride, call 275-7300. If your business would like to sponsor the ride, call the same number, 275-7300. You'll be helping us provide care packages for our troops serving all over the world and helping us provide holiday meals for local military families. Visit rysonline.com and call 275-7300 for Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, the 5th Annual Iron Soldier Ride. Thank you for your support.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Hi, this is Dan Beans, director of the Redding Electric Utility. REU is celebrating National Public Power Week October 1st through the 7th. Please join us at our open house on Friday, October 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our offices located at 3611 Avtec Parkway. There will be free bucket truck rides, pole climbing and tree trimming demonstrations, and much more. Food trucks will be on site, and all REU customers will receive a $5 food truck voucher. Let's celebrate our nonprofit community-owned utility. For more information, call 339-7200.
I don't need a whole lot of money. All right, Jared. Big Bike Weekend is October 6th, 7th, and 8th. And new location, Shasta District Fairgrounds and also downtown Reading. But how interesting. So now where are people coming from and where are they going to be staying? Let's hear a little bit. Connie Granoles is our guest if you're just tuning in. And I'm here with Dr. Doug McConnell, and we're just excited about what's happening here.
We had a guy that's riding up from, he actually sent in his registration form, he's riding up from San Diego. And my guess is that he may be military because his checking account is the Navy Credit Union. That could be a hint. And he's coming by himself. And he's riding up from the San Diego area. And then there's an Air Force guy that's coming up from Texas.
Okay, cool.
He has family here, mm-hmm. so he'll be up here. Herschel is his name.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have people can stay. We have discounted hotel rooms at the Baymont and the Best Western in Anderson. And then the fairgrounds has RV parking if you have a fifth wheel or motorhome.
Self-contained, yeah.
Yeah, self-contained unit. They do have hookups, let's see, water and electric. And then they have a couple of dump stations out there.
Really?
But no tent camping.
No.
It's funny. I saw, they told me at the district office, fair district office, they go, well, we have a registrant. He's coming all the way from Anderson with his RV. When you want to stay and you want to hang out and not
right.
miss anything, I guess that's the way you go.
Well, you don't want to drink and drive. You can walk around and you just go, yeah, to go back to your place and right there. And hey, let's talk about something that's another tragic death in the last year, and the memorial ride that is going to be in his honor.
Yes, as most people associate Doug Carney with Cool April Nights, which he became the chair of after he retired from RPD. But before that, Doug Carney started the Remembrance Ride when he was a police motor officer, and he did that in honor of all of those first responders that were lost during 9/11. As a tradition, we've kept it going all of these years, and the team thought it would be appropriate, and we ran, of course, by RPD, that we would do the Remembrance Ride in honor of Doug Carney. So it's going to be Saturday, October the 7th, and they'll start staging at 9:30 in the California Street parking lot, which on the upper level. And then it will be kickstands up at 11 o'clock. It's going to be a beautiful ride because it's going to be a full Reading Police Department escorted ride all the way over Shasta Dam.
Oh.
And we have some water. And in the lake, which is very nice. And we are also going to be filming that in the VR360. So somebody's going to have to mount that little thingy-dingy on their helmet. We'll see how that works out. But the other cool thing about this ride, coincidentally, is we've been approached to be part of the riding documentary, which is called, I have to look here. It is Biker America, God and Country.
Mm.
So it's a documentary that's being filmed. Now, it's not about the biking community, but it is to showcase all of the positives that happen because of motorcycling. So here's a good example is Missing in America Project.
Yes.
Those are all bikers, and they're a nonprofit, and they do great work. There are many other organizations that are motorcycle related that bring positives to their communities. So that's going to be very special. And so in part of that, Brian is going to be interviewing Fred Salanti as part of that documentary, and then he's going to be going over the full ride. He came up to pre-ride it, I believe, last week. And very, very excited. So those that want to participate and remember Doug and be part of this remembrance ride, the fee for that is $30, and it includes your – now, how many times are you going to get a police-escorted ride over Shasta Dam?
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Beautiful.
It's about a 45-minute ride, and they pre-wrote it. And the Reading Police Department motor officers, they're so cooperative. Reading Police Department as a whole has been so cooperative, as has Missing in America Project, as has the Bureau of Reclamation. So after that, after we come back from the ride, we're going to come back downtown, and then we're going to – it is October. So the lunch will be German, Filipino. I know you can't see me, so there is it. So, yes, I did ask specifically for lumpia, which are the things that look like egg rolls, and pancit, which are the rice noodle dish.
And they're good.
And they're good, and American food. So Jose's Family Diner is going to be
fabulous.
Catering that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be eating at the Veterans Hall, and there's going to be some continuation of veterans' family activities going on at the Veterans Hall all day. Now, if you're not tired of riding and eating, then we're going to have a continuation of that ride and do the rock wall. Are you familiar with the rock wall?
No.
So it is in eastern Shasta County. It's the ranches that have all the rocks. And it's
Yeah,
and it's just amazing through all of these years that, you know, they keep building onto these rock walls, and everybody still loves to do this ride. then we're going to end up back at the Fair and Event Center. So let me tell you about the entertainment at the Speedway. It will be awesome. People have asked for drill teams. They've asked for, you know, let's see the shows. Let's see all these cool things you guys used to have. We have the Victor McLaughlin Motor Corps.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, there are 14 members right now. They do some of the things that you would see Oakland, the pyramid where they all stand on shoulders.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple of them do splits where you have, I know this is radio, so I'm trying to explain. You have two motorcycles and an individual that is actually has their legs being held, and you're doing the splits. If you've seen the Big Bike Weekend poster,
oh my gosh,
you've seen that picture.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're going to be
that guy better. He's super limber. So that's a gymnast right there.
I can't even do the splits.
and trusting of his two buddies.
And trusting of his two buddies.
Oh, my goodness.
So they, you know, they're coming from Southern California. And I have seen them perform years ago when I used to go down to SoCal to do the Love Ride. So very excited about seeing them again. They have their finale is something. They've been working on this for months.
Victor McLaughlin. Motor Corps, and that what night is that going to be?
That is going to be Saturday.
Saturday night.
So there are going to be two performances at the Speedway for them. Their finale is going to be a fire tunnel and a firewall.
Oh, gosh.
So Saturday can start at that breakfast. Well, you're taking off at California Street.
Right, yeah.
So you can have a great breakfast at Deja Vu.
Right.
Rock across the street, pick up your bike. And head off on this great ride, ending up watching all this. What a day.
Mm. What a day.
And my Can-Am. I have to go get one.
Let's go to the phones. We have a caller. Vint, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. You sure can.
Hey, guys. This is Vint. Hey, I wanted to add a little bit to what Connie was talking about for Saturday.
Hi, Vint.
Saturday, October 7th. We are also, when they come for their meal at the Veterans Hall, Memorial Hall. It is going to be a kids event, youth fundraiser put on by the California Highway Patrol and the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're going to be giving away some bicycles. We're going to be doing a lot of things just to fundraise for FFA, 4-H, Little League, cheerleader groups, K-9 support groups, just a number of different things. So if you, feel the need and after having Jose's food, you can stick around and do some great stuff for the kids.
Fantastic.
And Vin, didn't you say you guys are doing 10 bicycles, giving away 10 bicycles that day?
You're not supposed to tell secrets.
Oh, I am so sorry. Oh, I gave it away.
It slipped.
Whoops.
What'd you say again?
We're going to be giving some very,
she's getting her foot out of her mouth.
Worthy children some bicycles. So.
Very good.
Yep.
Well, thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man, for the work, this is a huge community event.
Yeah, we want to emphasize it is a community event.
So, okay, so if somebody can't go on Saturday, give us the rundown on Friday.
Okay, so Friday we're doing the car show, and of course we have the vendors and exhibitors, Can-Am demos, canine demonstrations. Saturday is going to be the remembrance ride, three different stunt teams at the Speedway, more Can-Am demo rides, and of course vendors. Sunday, we're going to be closing it out with our bike show. And again, we want people to bring in their bikes. We don't care what kind of a bike you have. Just bring in your bike. Let us see it.
Right.
Have a good time.
Think about it. Let's just show off what you got.
Exactly.
Even if I don't have chaps.
We'll go borrow some for you, Doug. We have a nice vendor there.
So you also have Robin Stunts Diamond.
Yes. So I want to tell you about her. She's in the Bay Area. I think her real job, she may be a CPA.
I love it.
She is going to be performing with her team.
Standard-looking CPA.
Yeah. Oh, so standard. So he's looking at a picture of Robin standing on her Honda in an Armani dress.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yes.
Partially see-through.
Didn't know it was
partially see-through. So that was her Armani promo picture. She's also been the stunt double on one of Taylor Swift's videos.
Okay.
I don't recall the name of the Taylor Swift song. But so she has a team, and there will be four of them coming up. So they are going to be doing all kinds of fun things on their street bikes. And then West Coast Connection, who is C.J. Kaepernick, no relation to the other Kaepernick for football fans out there. He is bringing up his team, and they do stunts on those teeny tiny little bikes. They have a Harley. They have sport bikes. These two teams actually live in the same area, so they have been practicing together for finale of all of their team members coming out and doing what they call drifts and burnouts. So there'll be a lot of smoke, a lot of fun, excitement. I mean, it's going to be great.
And this is all on Saturday.
That's all on Saturday.
Okay, so interesting when you think about these teams coming in, they have to stay in places.
Right.
So they probably have never been to Reading, maybe. This is a new time, bringing them to Reading to see how great the North State is. And the beautiful thing is that big bike weekend, you guys have worked so hard to really, this is like a fun pack. I don't think in the 10 years that I've been here, I've ever seen quite something like this that's going to be, that you've got going on.
Sounds like a big show.
Yeah.
It is a big show. It is
yeah.
a big show.
Yeah. And then you've got the Missing in America. You know, we used to write with the Patriot Guard writers, and that's how when Carl and I first met the Patriot Guard writers, when he first came to Reading, drove up to Reading. He flew into Sacramento and rented a car and drove up to Reading. And they met him at the Anderson Outlets and gave him a challenge coin. And I was so moved because I was living here. And Carl, we had corresponded for a very long period of time. And he was over in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Then when he got out, I said, you should come up to Reading. It's veteran friendly. You could ride your motorcycle. So that's the very first time that he had come into Reading area. Patriot Guard riders circled him, gave him a challenge coin. I was so moved. And then we rode with the Patriot Guard riders a lot and did the holding of the flags, a lot with the cemetery, a lot of, and through that, Fred Salanti was part of that. And then he went off and started his MIAP, which is great. And we did a ride with them when they did their first one over to into Washington, D.C. with the remains.
Oh, right.
And Dave the Indian, and we call him every guy. Why are you calling him Dave? Because he wants to be called Dave the Indian. And that group of people, we all hung out in front of Tobacco and Brew.
Yes.
And it was this real core. So I have this love of, I never was a motorcycle person until Carl. And there's a community involved with that. So, you know, you got to get people to understand that this is not just, you know, this is not like what's the show that they have that we had on that was so good on
Sons of Anarchy?
It's not Sons of Anarchy. Although I was addicted to Sons of Anarchy.
I was too.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Casey and our 1460.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call Certified Financial Planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A racist is not someone who wants immigrants to obey the law. A homophobe is not someone who rejects a specific lifestyle. An Islamophobe is not someone who wants terrorists to be excluded from entry to this country. A fascist is not someone who believes in their country and wants freedom from government tyranny. This is name-calling, used in an attempt to intimidate you and quiet your opinion. Remember, God's moral values never changed. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Check out the sizzling summer savings on Kubota tractors at Team Power of Reading. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and zero-turn mowers, Kubota has a variety of mowers and tractors and a range of horsepower options, delivering the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on your ranch. Take on the toughest jobs with a Kubota compact tractor or zero-turn mower from Team Power of Reading. Stop by today for the best deal yet at our in-stock inventory. Your one-stop tractor shop with sales, parts, and service on Twin View Boulevard or 226-9226.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Good morning and welcome back to our final segment here on KCNR 1460. Connie Granoles has been our guest this morning. We've talked about all the wonderful things that are happening in Big Bike Weekend. I've been really blessed. Just stand up and get that chair. He doesn't like this chair.
Yeah.
Dr. Doug McConnell, well, I know you're going to be on your feet. You're in surgery today. And he's in a scrubs. Thanks so much for coming and being on the show this morning.
I love it.
I know you've got a couple things that you'd like to add into our conversation here and weigh in on some things.
Well, just to sort of take off from Connie's excellent discussion of what sounds like an exciting weekend. I'm sitting here trying to figure out, I'm supposed to drive down to Southern California and pick up my wife Bonnie and bring her back up because she's been down rehabbing her house. I'm trying to think, if I got her a ticket, then she could fly home and I could spend Saturday at this thing because it sounds too much fun. I could pick her up Sunday. I'm just not sure how that would all go down. So, because I just want to ride this Can-Am across the van. So the visuals, but I'll work that out. Maybe I'll have to call Dr. Phil. Two things came up. We mentioned RPD and their generosity of escorting you. I personally want to send a shout-out to Barry Tippin and the RPD and the leadership and the new spirit, it seems to be, about doing community sweeps and cleaning up these areas and basically addressing something. I was part of a community group with Barry Tippin early in the summer, and I said, how about a new logo for the city, you know, for the Redding, California, the no encampment city, which is already a law. We talked about how we have to live by laws, but they've done these sweeps that I've been following on our neighborhood site there, and good for them. I mean, I think this is important to basically a step forward in terms of the city, and they've done a wonderful job, and I know it takes time and overtime and teamwork and coordination, and it's not typical policing, but it's going to make a difference in the community. And then the next one comes down about what's going on with the NFL and the flags and the kneeling and not in that. I would like that to just stop, and I'll certainly listen to people discuss their concerns about the policing issues and the racial profiling, if that's a big issue. But the game is really part of a uniting thing. That's what the NFL has always done. So my way of trying to make my statement on that subject is I'm going to fly my flag at my house from this day forward. And I think if we all did that, no, we stand with the flag. I do. I served under it, and I was raised that way. And so we all have a responsibility to support and grow the American dream and address it cooperatively where we need to adjust or make changes. We certainly did that in the 60s when I was in college. It wasn't always perfect either, but we evolved as a better society, and I'm all in favor of continuing to do that evolution if we have real issues. I'm not sure about the created issues, but so my statement on this is I'm going to put a flag up at my house, and I'll watch college games because that's what I've always done. Actually, I like the spirit of college games, mm-hmm. and that's really America right there. And teamwork in those stadiums were to bring opposing sides together to have a fair game played by rules where basically you strive to, and excellence basically prevails. But we respected each other, and we used to call that sportsmanship and gentlemanly conduct and so forth. We're missing some of that right now, and that's sort of, I think America is a stronger place when we had sportsmanship and respect for each other. All right, enough of my diatribe.
No, not at all. I want to just share with our listeners the American flag flies behind us that flew in Fallujah. This is Rob Burrow's flag, and it flew over in Fallujah. It's signed by some of the guys that he served with. Mm-hmm. And since we opened our station, that's been what's
there.
Behind us. And, you know, I probably have sung the national anthem maybe 200 times. I don't even know. It's so many different events, baseball games, you name it, to start events. And I think about what the flag means to me is that and it's just something that happened to me in the last 4 or 5 years, that the flag represents the bones. The white is the bones, mm-hmm. the red is the blood, and the blue is the veins of all the people that served our country. And when you think about, you know, like corpses that are like dead on the field and people who died, mm-hmm. and that when a flag is draped over a coffin, it just is so symbolic to me. And it's just a representation. It's kind of like the cross. The cross is, you know, the three, you know, the stations. And, you know, it's kind of like when somebody doesn't respect the cross, it offends me in some level. But anyway, so that's what it represents to me. I know everybody's got a feeling about the flag of what it means to them. The first time when you fly it, the pride, I've held it. We held the flag. When people had the funerals, you know, with the Patriot Guards. We rode it on our motorcycles. And mm-hmm. and there's just this pride and this patriotism that isn't saying anything except for that we honor you.
Mm-hmm.
The lives that you have given for us, that we can have this, the freedoms that we do have.
Yes. Coming from an immigrant family, because I'm Filipino, both mm-hmm. of my parents came from the same community. And I remember how important it was for my mom when she became a U.S. citizen and how she studied so hard. My father had already become a citizen prior to my mom becoming a citizen, and how meaningful and... Oh, gosh, when I was in second grade and President Kennedy died, and she took me aside and she explained how important it was about our country and our flag, and just, you know, I love our flag. I love being here in the United States of America, and I appreciate everyone that has sacrificed so my family could be here and be safe.
Well, and that's a great statement.
Thank you.
And the flag is about an idea called America. It is mm-hmm. a country and a people, but the truth is it's an idea and a set of goals that this people and multiple nations and immigrants who've come together to, and we need to basically agree that the idea and the principles are what we all strive for,
mm-hmm.
and then address things when we're different. The problem mm-hmm. is when a flag gets dissed, we're throwing away the idea or the bond that basically is supposed to bring us all together as Americans. That's the part about this that I'm not sure those players either understood or thought it through, because it is the concept and what we revere about the American flag. That's the same flag that flew at Gettysburg, minus a few stars, but at Gettysburg, while the Union Army took on Lee's army, and basically the issue was at core was the issue of slavery in the United States. So there are a lot of Americans died under that flag, ending finally our uncertain handling of the issue of slavery, which antedated before this country was ever created, the idea was ever born. And there were a lot of the founding fathers that said, no, this eventually have to do it. So that flag is represented by people who marched to work towards the ideal of what this country wants to be. So it should be revered and honored.
I think this is a great way to close our Friday. It gives us food for thought. And I really think all of us, maybe we can close our day off by, you know, giving a positive reinforcement of what you think that one could bring this weekend to their community or to their family or to their world. We'll start with you, Connie.
Oh, gosh. I'm just overwhelmed.
Well, Connie's statement actually was quite good about her parents who were immigrants.
Yeah. It is. I think about that, you know,
But the one thing you said, they studied.
They studied.
And that's the important part. Immigrants who take citizenship actually have to learn things. I think we've, in our own education system, have diluted our sense of citizenship and education of history and government. And we're paying for that right now. But Connie's parents said, no, we need to learn so we can take a test.
They did. And it was funny because as a little kid, you know, you're helping your mom, but you're also learning, too, all of these important things, the Constitution, everything. And that resonates with you when you're a little one.
That's great.
I wonder how many of the protesters really could take a test on civics or the American history.
Right. And what are you protesting and why? And is it just, you know, I don't know. That would be great to see. I would love to do a whole show just on people, their protesting, why, and have an open panel about why. What's in your mind?
And that would be the American way to address a subject is have an open panel where you respect people and you debate that.
Well, thank you for being with us this morning, and it's been a great show. Thank you. We love our chat pack. Everybody, to you. And tonight we've got our football game. It starts at 7:30, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then also the balloon.
At 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock at
Civic.
And thank you, Dr. Doug McConnell, again.
KCNR
1460, we'll find out if Carl gets his pig. We'll find out on Monday. Anyway.
And go fly your flag.
Yeah. Go fly your flag.
All right. Thanks so much. And then, of course, Jared's got to read for us right at the break here. Thanks so much.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading, where the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. is ordering non-essential diplomatic staff and the family members to leave Cuba.
The move follows reports of mysterious sonic attacks that have left at least 21 diplomats with permanent hearing loss and other medical issues. The source of those attacks remains unknown. The move will leave only a skeletal staff behind at the newly opened embassy in Havana. The State Department's also warning against American travel to Cuba. Many of the attacks target hotels where diplomats and their families stay.
Correspondent Wally Hines. President Trump is discussing economic policy, including trade.